Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, June 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The world wonders how to address Iraqi militants. A ministry has the answer. The growth of Islam and sickness isn't stopping church growth in Africa. And evangelist Sammy Tippett heads to Angola to hold gospel meetings. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Another foreign worker in Iraq has been executed by Iraqi militants, and the world is angered and shocked by it. As many wonder how to address problems in Iraq, the International Bible Society has the answer, God's Word. IBS Tom Youngblood.
Is the Bible relevant to all people? Absolutely. It doesn't matter where they live. It doesn't matter what faith or background they focused on. If they will open the Word of God, whether they're Muslim or otherwise, and understand what it says and make that step of confessing their sin and trusting in Christ, the Word has done its work.
Distribution is a priority. In fact, IBS is celebrating the distribution of the 400 millionth Bible since they began ministry. But Youngblood says they're not celebrating a number.
To me, the celebration around 402 million scriptures is the fact that lives have been changed for eternity. The Word of God is a seed, and there's a whole bunch of that that has sprouted, and the harvest has been awesome.
Meanwhile, the growth of Islam and poor physical health aren't stopping believers from sharing the gospel and eventually planting churches in Africa. OMS International South Africa Director Bruce Bennett says the program is called Into Africa, which is a village church planting movement.
In sub-Saharan Africa, there are numbers of churches in the cities, but once you move out of the cities into the villages, there's very few churches, and where there are churches, the pastors are generally untrained.
So Bennett says OMS is establishing training centers in these communities.
We have found that people who have been trained in cities often don't like to go back to the village communities. And so we're taking theological education into the villages and training church planters right where they live.
Funding for Bibles and missionary literacy trainers are needed to make the program more successful. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nigeria's Muslim community celebrated the 200th anniversary of a holy war this week that launched the sub-Sahara's greatest Islamic empire. Tensions are at an all-time high between Muslims and Christians in light of deadly riots 2 weeks ago. Leaders called for an end to religious violence that's killed thousands. Open Doors says religious conflict has escalated dramatically since 12 northern states imposed Sharia law. It's made evangelistic work more difficult. Next, Angola is slowly emerging from the shadows of war. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says in the rebuilding of the nation, he's been asked to speak at a series of evangelistic meetings July 15th through the 18th. Tippett explains the opportunity for the church is as great as the threat of a whole generation lost.
You have a whole generation of people out there that have never known peace in their lives. And so, I mean, it's difficult for them to know how to live in a peaceful situation. We try to go in and lay some underpinning spiritually so that they can have the backbone to be able to help and reach out to those people.
Believers held their first ever Jesus March yesterday in the capital city. Tippett says it shows their commitment to preparation for the evangelistic meeting.
This is the first time they've been able to get all of the evangelical denominations to come together, united in one effort to really proclaim the gospel to the whole nation.
And Farms International reports great impact from a strategically placed program in Central Asia. The project is helping families in 10 churches. Farms teams recently formed a special subcommittee to reach out specifically to churches formed from those who have turned to Christ from the majority religion. Pray for these programs as they expand and reach more people economically as well as spiritually. Funding is needed so that Farms can help even more people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.